I seen you jockin' JC, cause they got a Mercedes and you know about it, lady.
I seen you
And we're back. Wait a minute. What's this?
What do you mean we're back?
What's going on here?
Dun, dun, dun.
Did we just do an episode?
I think it seemed like that.
But I think that this is the Jump the Smark SummerSlam prediction show.
Yay! All right. Thank you, studio audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
We actually have we brought a studio audience in from Cambonian.
Cambonia?
Yeah, Cambonian.
Cambonia.
Cambonian.
Is this like a Marvel Comics?
It's a bad
DC Comics.
It's a camp full
country.
Of, it's a porn. Cambonian.
Like Gotham City or Metropolis.
Sure, why not?
They actually exist, but they sound close to things that do.
Yeah, like, you know, a woman that likes wrestling. They don't exist.
Aw, too soon. Too soon.
So this is our SummerSlam preview, predictions, and I can't think of another P word.
Postscript.
Post.
Fuck it. We'll do it in post.
Yeah, this is our prediction show. I'm Matty Treats as always.
And I am Kevin Hellion.
We just decided to do this, throw it together. Fuck it. Let's do it. Okay. SummerSlam, the biggest blockbuster of the summer.
It is. And we can see the biggest blockbuster of the summer in the history of said event now, thanks to the SummerSlam box set.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
It is pretty. It's so pretty.
I just purchased it this past week. And the best part about it, for those folks that don't know, haven't opened it up, is you open it up and there's like ice in it. It's great. It's not real ice, obviously.
Is it ice like bling ice? Like MVP has?
No, it's not like MVP's ice.
Okay, it's just supposed to look like ice.
And
in
no,
a
it's not vanilla ice. Oh, damn. This is just ice.
Right.
Like ice cubes.
Like ice in a cooler.
Not ice cube, but like, not, you know, this isn't TNA, but like ice.
No, iced tea was supposed to show up.
How many ices are there that wrapped?
Vanilla ice, ice cube, iced tea. As far as I know.
Tray.
I don't think there's an ice cream.
No. Imagine if there was.
That sounds delicious. We should go for that after.
They would be vicious and delicious. I think would be like his, you know. Anyways. Let's hurry this up so we can get our ice cream.
They could have like a tag team partner that shows up that's actually low-fat yogurt, and he's called Nutritious.
No, it's awful.
All right.
Vicious and Delicious would be Sid Vicious and Buff Bagwell, right, if they ever had a team.
Anyways, to SummerSlam.
Yes.
A stacked card already. I don't think they're going to add anything to it this week. Seems like everything's set that you need to.
Yeah.
Jericho's not on it, but of course, he and Kane had their SummerSlam match on Raw, which made no sense.
Pointless.
Yep.
Well, Shawn Michaels gets to talk on SummerSlam.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Neither tag team title is at SummerSlam. U.S. title isn't at SummerSlam.
They have tag team titles on them?
Yep. The Divas title isn't at SummerSlam. So we're back to usual.
Yeah.
After the WCW summer of Night of Champions and Great American Bash, we're back to usual.
Yeah. What's the first match? Okay. What are the matches? Go through the matches real quick. And I mean, we know the four big ones, which would be Triple H, Khali would be the least of the big ones.
Yeah.
Then you would have Punk, JBL. And then, personally, I would say Cena, Batista, and your biggest one is the Hell in the Cell. That'll close the show.
It should close it, yeah.
It will, because most likely Taker will win.
Yeah, in addition to that.
So those are four. How many matches are there? Eight?
Let me see.
Well, you got Kofi.
Seven. We got Kofi Kingston and Mickie James against Santino Morella and Beth Phoenix.
Winner take all match.
We have
Adam Lee original.
Yep, Jeff Hardy against MVP.
That'll be good.
And the ECW title match of Mark Henry against Matt Hardy.
Are you sure that's not going to be on Heat?
There isn't Heat anymore.
Exactly. It's
although
a dark match.
I did watch the first episode of Heat this week.
Were you proud of yourself?
No, it's so bad.
Well, I wonder what the ratings were for that.
It was kind of like when ECW started. It was huge ratings at first. And if you remember, it was on USA when it first started. And they would do it, you know, live before pay-per-views, which it meant something. It was exciting. And I think a lot of people ordered pay-per-views because of stuff they saw in Heat.
They're like,
that's cool.
They should do that. It's a free hype show.
Like, if we were debating on SummerSlam and then we saw Heat and they had, like, the Hell in the Cell sitting above and they had, like, a promo with Edge and Taker, be like, yeah,
nothing
fuck
cooler
it
than
here's
seeing
my money.
The Hell in the Cell above the ring.
Yeah, you're like, I got to watch it now.
I like the Hell in the Cell better than the Elimination Chamber.
they're just different beasts. Like, no one's, like, gone out of the chamber and climbed up top of it or any of that.
RVD almost did when he was Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, it's a different beast. Like, that's really a cage. The Hell in Cell's, like, a very good prop that you can do whatever you damn well want with.
I know.
Do you think they're... Okay, do you want to start with Taker and Edge? Or do
no, let's go. Let's work out. What will open the show?
Either ECW or Jeff Hardy MVP.
I would go with Hardy MVP. It's either going to be Hardy MVP. Well, let's do it this way. I would have went with Hardy MVP or Kofi Santino.
I'm going to go Hardy MVP.
But we'll do Hardy MVP because we both agreed.
Yeah, because I think you'll have Jeff Hardy's music start. The crowd pops. Now you got a hot crowd for the night. You know it'll be a good match to start it off with.
Who wins?
I say MVP.
Keep the feud going?
One, keep the feud going, because so far MVP has only had good feuds with the Hardys. But also, Jeff Hardy doesn't need a win. Yeah, like, they're not building him for a world title run right now.
No.
I do think he's going to have it within a year or two, as long as he doesn't fuck up.
But, lay off the pipe.
Yeah, but they don't need him to... He doesn't need a win right now. But MVP does. He does, yeah.
He hasn't had a big win in how long?
No, he's taken off SmackDown for a while. He wasn't on for a couple weeks. And then he was just, like, on the mic for a few weeks. So he hasn't had anything
so good.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a nice guy.
But he hasn't had... Damn, you. He hasn't had anything lately that you're like, oh, yeah, that's a viable title contender. That guy can wrestle. That guy's a champion. He hasn't had anything lately.
No. I mean, he had the U.S. title feud, and that was it.
Yeah, so I think he needs a win. He needs to get right back there in the game, U.S. title level. I think he can be a main event world champion in a few years, too. But I think he needs a win now to continue. And Hardy never needs a win. Like, you can throw Hardy in the main event slot with minimal build.
Yeah.
He's always right there.
He's a step below.
Yeah. I think MVP needs to be built up. I think this is a good way
to do it. He's upper mid-card, and MVP's mid-card.
Yeah. Yeah, so I say put MVP over... Continue the feud, have more good matches, but give him a win to get some momentum going behind him again, to bring him back up to that near main event level again.
I think you have Hardy win.
Why?
I just think they will. There's no good reason.
All right. Yeah.
I agree with you that, I mean, but it just seems like they're just going to have him just win. I don't know.
All right, because, yeah, we could have split picks with, like, who we want to win versus who we think is going to win.
I want MVP to win, but I think Hardy will win.
Okay, I want...
Just because it gets the fans in a good mood.
Yeah, true.
That's the only thing.
True.
You end with a good guy, and you end with a good guy, and you begin with a good guy winning.
Yeah, but sometimes you want, like, a big controversial finish to close, so then they got to tune in the next night.
Oh, I know, but that won't happen. I don't think that'll happen.
Not on this show, no. But, yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
We both agree, Undertaker, that'll end. Hell in a Cell has to.
Yeah, I think that'll be it for that feud.
Watch it be... Triple H, only Kali, the beginning. Be the end.
But yeah, I want, and okay. I think MVP's going to
okay,
win.
So you think MVP, I'll take Hardy. Keep it, track at home, folks. We should put like a bat on for whoever gets this right.
All right. Well, we had the Hellions title for a little while there when we were
shows. I mean, for the show, for our podcast.
Oh, all right.
Okay, how about this?
We'll have them email their predictions.
No.
Or not.
No, not the fans. Just between me and
you.
Oh,
between me and you. Okay.
Okay, here's my idea. Hear me out. Whoever gets the most predictions right in, like, you flare chops. Three flare chops.
Bare-chested or shirt?
Shirt. What, do you really want us to go bare-chested?
No.
Exactly. I know this is radio, but even in radio...
I was going to punish you even more.
What?
I was going to say, if I win and I have the most predictions, I'm going to make you a Best of Tommy Dreamer DVD.
Oh,
gee.
Well,
you
whatever.
Have to watch it and post a review.
No, but I think Flick, because that'll be good for the audience. You guys will be able to hear the
chops.
They
can hear it. That's true.
We'll have to have, you know, we'll figure something out.
We can videotape it. We need to put some stuff up on YouTube.
Yeah.
We have an account.
Do we?
Yeah.
What is that account? Oh, that Plug Central's later.
Yeah.
No, but flare chops, three flare chops for whoever gets the most right.
In a row or at like any time? Like, can we just be...
No, they got to be through the course of the show.
Okay.
So you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to take my chop right now. Whack! Like I say something about Tommy Dreamer.
All right.
You want to chop me?
Or
chop
Punk.
Me. Yeah.
But it can't be like, you know, just three ones at random. Like, you know, if you're talking to your girlfriend, I'd just run up and chop you.
No, it's got to be for the show, Kevin. Right. Although that would be funny. That's for a later bet.
Okay.
Okay, second match. What'll be the second match?
I would, man.
Do you do the Hardys right in a row, get rid of them? Because you know the top four. You only got one.
You know the top four. Yeah.
Do you do the tag match?
I say the tag match waits. I'm not sure.
Do you think they put the tag match in between Batista, Cena, Hell in a Cell?
Boy, that's a good question. All right. I'm going to predict that it seems like there should be an extra match.
There should be a women's, it seems like, diva match.
Yeah, or U.S. or Jericho or something. It just seems like there should be one more match on this card.
But isn't that weird that they took the they turned that into one match?
Yeah. If those matches were split, the card would balance out a little more and make complete sense.
But it's like they want to give more time.
Yeah, which I can understand. So
we're just so not used to it now.
All right, I will say that the next match is Mark Henry, Matt Hardy.
I'll agree. Okay. I'll just for shits and gigs.
And I'm going to say Hardy wins it.
No. I'll disagree. I'm going to go with you got to keep Henry on the money in the chase.
I just don't think Hardy, or I don't think Henry's over. I think they're trying it. They're like, no one cares anyways.
He's been good, though. When he came down the dirt sheet, he looked like he was going to kick ass.
Yeah, I was impressed with it. Like, if they let him go out and just destroy people, if he could be a monster, I'd be that much more entertained. But they're only letting him be a monster to mid-card level status. Like, even Intercontinental and U.S. champions can beat him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a monster. That's a semi-monster.
No, which I have in my pants.
You know, as soon as I said it, I regretted saying it.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Because I'm glad you said it.
I still say Matt Hardy.
I'm not a Hardy fan, though.
Especially because I'm going with MVP's going to win.
See,
I don't think both Hardys
Jeff's
are going to lose the same night. I'm going to say Matt Hardy wins. I still think him and Mark Henry will have a feud.
But can't you see it being a screwjob ending with, like, Tony Atlas or something like that?
Colin Delaney, even.
Yeah.
I'd still have Matt Hardy win just because then he can have better matches with more people and put them over.
So far, you said MVP.
Yeah.
And you said, well, actually, where is SummerSlam coming from?
Fuck, I don't know.
Would they put over a black person?
Shut up. Really? Really? You're going to bust my balls on that again?
Yeah, yes. Would they put over a black person? Depends. Is it a racial crowd? You friggin' idiot. No, so far we've disagreed on both matches.
Yes, we have.
So right there, after the first two matches, we'll have a clear-cut slap winner.
I love this Awesome Bar thing, by the way.
The Awesome Bar?
On Firefox, yeah. That's pretty sweet.
The Mike Awesome Bar?
It's from Indianapolis, Indiana this year.
So what's that mean?
It means northern. So
ish.
Ish.
Okay. All right, so third match. What do you have now?
Man.
Punk JBL.
Yeah, I honestly think so. Because,
you know,
I think
they're not going to have Punk fight over...
No, and I think the IC and women's title match is going to be your buffer match to calm the fans down in between two big matches.
Okay, so we'll do Punk.
I'm going to say Punk JBL just by default. It's not going to be H. It's not going to be Cena Batista. It's not going to be Hell in Cell. It's Punk JBL.
And I think I know who you're picking for this one.
I'm picking Punk.
So am I.
I don't think they're going to have him lose that. I think he's been a better champion than they thought.
Ratings rise
with it. He's gotten better. He sells a ton of merch. JBL's not that good. He's CEO of his own company, so it's not like he can...
What is he?
CEO of his own company that he founded himself.
The hell is that?
I don't know. But he can't... Like, because of that, I don't think he could do, like, the promotional things that whoever is WWE champion usually has to do.
I just think Punk... I don't know. I just think he has been good. And I think it's going to show that you don't need to have the belt on Cena to have Cena be over in a few. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's one thing they did in ECW with RVD is they never had the belt on him because he didn't need the belt.
He didn't need it. But he should get it just so he can be like, and I'm a former champion. Because then you're like, why did he never have the belt? He's the best person they got. Like, you at least need one run.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying. Cena's had how many now?
Yeah, four? Five, six, maybe.
Was it five, six?
Well, yeah, I think so. Maybe five. Oh, yeah, anyway, but I think that...
I honestly think this has potential to be sleeper of the night, too.
It could, or the go-to sleeper of the night.
Oh, jeez.
But I think it could be... I think it could be a great match.
It could be good.
Could be really good.
Could be bloody.
I want to be bloody match. I want it to be a bloody fucking match. I want JBL and Punk to just bleed buckets. But they won't because there's Hell in Cell on the same card.
Yeah.
You don't
and you know Edge is bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't have blood twice usually.
All right. So anyways, are you looking up how many times Cena's hit the belt?
Yeah, I am. Three.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, he's had it for so long is why.
That's weird.
So anyways. Yeah. Kevin, we're doing a radio show here.
All right. Sorry.
Silence is not golden.
I was absolutely stunned by it.
Okay. So anyways.
Okay.
What's next? Triple H, Kelly?
All right. Hang on. So for Punk.
Oh, back up.
No, just for Punk JBL. I think Punk will barely win. And I think Orton's coming out at the end.
Yes. I think totally forgot to talk about that in the last
one. I know. I think that Orton is re-injured for a motorcycle accident, and he just happened to start riding motorcycles 2 weeks ago is crap to fool the fans so they don't expect Orton to be coming back.
Plus, they wouldn't talk about it on WWE.com if it was true.
They've been trying to be more newsy, though.
No, but I've never seen them report on an injury outside of the ring. Like a motorcycle. You know what I mean? Like,
well, was it.
Like, thank you for that.
Was it Taker that was lifting weights and tore a muscle and got pushed back even more? Because wasn't that online?
It was online, but it wasn't on E.com. It wasn't. They didn't make it a headline.
True. Yeah, I don't think he's actually injured or re injured.
I mean, he was thrown 300 feet from the.
Yeah, especially when story just broke. Or, you know, when he was just doing an interview saying he's medically clear. No, I think this is a swerve.
But if he's coming out, he's not going to come out during the mid-card.
He's coming out to go after the title, though.
But it's it's the third match. I mean, by our you know?
Yeah.
They'll hold them to Monday.
How
about he comes out and lays out both Cena and Batista?
That's what I was thinking. Like, how cool would there be any way to get him to come out during both? Like, and not know that it was him? But I can't think of any way to do that.
No, unless Undertaker turns the lights off.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he'll come out during Cena Batista. That'll be. Because I don't see that having a clear winner. That's going to be Screwjob.
True.
And I think the fans won't feel. Let's wait till that match. Okay, next you have H. Kali.
H and Kali, yeah, I think.
You'd have to. And who's going to win this one?
It's a crap match, H.
I'm going to go with the great Triple H.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Do we even have to discuss this one?
No, it's a crap match. It's nothing match. It's just a Triple H can say he also beat great Kali.
Yep. All right. So now you have Cena Batista?
Cena Batista, I think, yeah.
And you're holding Kofi Kingston, baby.
I think Cena and Batista, I think it's going to be such big match. That you're going to have that IC and women's match in between that and the Hell in a Cell just to calm the crowd down.
Comedy match, kind of relax people.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep, and that women's title.
All right, so who do you think? I'm going to go no contest. I mean, if Orton comes back, should we do that? If Orton comes back, who wins, and if not? Or could Orton come back and help Batista Evolution? Or would they even acknowledge that?
If Orton comes back, he takes out both guys. No contest. If Orton doesn't, I say Batista wins and turns heel. He's damn near there anyways.
Yeah, he's teetering.
You need more heels on Raw. And if Orton's legitimately injured, then it makes sense to have Batista turn heel too, so he got another heel. They're not going to turn Cena heel yet, even though I'd love to see it.
That's not going to happen. Now, Batista sells a lot of merch, too, though.
Not as much.
though.
You know, you can have Batista Punk and, you know, going on again. You can have Batista John Cena feud for a while now that he's healed. Like, there's a lot you could do with it.
Okay.
So I say Batista wins and he turns heel during it.
Well, you're pretty much thinking it'll be Orton.
I think Orton's going to come back, take out them
both.
Yeah,
me too. I think Orton will come back, take them both out. I mean, that's, I think, a great... He's late enough on the card.
Yeah. Yep, to make
I think
debut.
That'd be great. And the fans won't feel cheated. I don't think... Because, you know, with a lot of screw jobs, fans won't be cheated if Orton's coming back. And
yeah.
RKOing both of them.
And I think whichever Raw matches last, should we be wrong on the order? No, because there's the... All right.
No,
whichever
that,
Raw main event is last, Orton will return during that.
No, if Cena Batista is going to be...
Probably, but for any reason, Punk and JBL goes on later, Orton will come back during that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then you got the tag match.
It's such a weird match, too. Like, so much could happen in there. But for Kofi Kingston and Mickie James against Santino Morella and Beth Phoenix, like, if Beth pins someone, is she going to claim she has both titles? You know, is there going to be, like,
the
best gray
match,
area,
no,
or are they going to give them?
I think it would be funny, though, if Beth pinned Kofi and she wanted the IC and Santino then, by default, got the women's.
We haven't done the man as woman's champ gimmick in a while, or the woman as a man's
and
champ.
How perfect Santino for that. Talking recently on Raw, how he's, oh, it was a big win, I beat her, doing his little...
Yeah.
Burr, 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 burr.
And then the thing is, like, you could have face and heel women go up against him for it.
Yeah, because he, I mean... Santino's,
it wouldn't matter, because he's
Santino's
just,
great.
It would be an anti-woman thing, not a good guy, bad guy thing. And then Beth as IC champ, like, she could have something interesting against Kofi, or Paul Burchill, or whoever else they want to throw in there.
Yeah.
Santino will have women's champ. If they do that, Santino will have the women's title longer, and Beth will have IC title.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to guess.
But who do you want to win? Who do you think will win?
Man.
This is tough. Because I don't want to see. I don't want to see. I'll go first. I don't want to see Kofi lose the belt.
No.
I don't think he should. He's been great. But at the same time, you can do more with the other team winning. Therefore, I'm going to pick the Santina's on.
Glamorella.
Santina's on. The Glamorella. I'm going to go with Beth and Santino.
I got to agree.
Just because there's more to do.
It's interesting. It's funner. From a storyline perspective.
Because think, what are you going to do with Mickie James? She's got the title now. They're not doing anything with her, really.
Yeah.
And Kofi's got it. I mean, Kofi's great. I love Kofi, but...
He'll have it again.
Yeah.
I would have, yeah, to have Beth as IC champ and Santino as women's champ.
I think that's funny as hell.
I like the idea of Beth. Like, Santino is the one that knocks out Kofi. And
somehow.
He turns around to do something else and Beth rolls
to
him up for the pin.
Go to give her a kiss and she goes in for the pin or something like that.
Yeah.
Or that'll happen. She'll knock Mickey out and he'll pin her to get the win. Thinking he won the IC, but he really won the women's.
Yeah. I'm thinking
like
that's,
that. More options.
Yeah. It's just more fun. It's more plausible.
All right. Then you got the main event.
Edge Taker.
I'm going to go with Taker. You want to say Edge, but you know it won't happen.
I'm just trying to think, like, where do you go from here? I'm trying to logically book it. Like, what do you do with Taker if he wins? What do you do with Edge if he wins?
Okay, but think about this. It's wrestling in the WWE. Don't really book logically.
Taker's got to win.
It's his return.
He's coming. Yeah, he's coming back. He's not.
He hasn't won this feud.
No, it's gonna close the feud.
Send the fans home happy.
Yep. It's his return. He probably doesn't have a lot of time left that he'll be wrestling. Edge, you're not going
to
hurt.
Plus, you're setting him up to lose to Triple H.
Yeah, Edge isn't going to be... Yeah, that's true. We need Undertaker momentum for whenever the inevitable him Triple H matches.
Well, Survivor Series, you think?
Do you think they do Mania? I don't think so, because...
I honestly think Vince will let Taker keep the record. 16-0, 17-0.
But would you be surprised if H was the one to end it, though, either?
No. It's H.
Yeah, like, neither way would surprise me.
Bitch.
It's gotta be Taker.
It definitely will be Taker.
I can see where you go with Taker from there.
What do you got? What do you do?
Like, maybe one quick match against Edge. Like, you know, just to confirm that he beat him. And then he can just...
September, it was this September.
Yeah.
Then you got October, which, who do you feud there?
Taker Umaga. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Where is you? Umaga's not on the card.
Keep building him up for it. You could do Taker Kali again just to take him out. You know, now him and H have both beat Kali within the same year. But just, I think Taker will go on a run and beat whoever they throw at him until him and H.
Where does Edge go? He's still got, I mean, he's going to have the feud with Vicky. They're technically still married.
Yeah. Like, if they had signed, man. Cause the only thing I could think of is if they had just signed someone or if they hadn't just done the draft and you think someone could be moved, I could see Vicky, like, bringing people in to take out Edge. You think
Jeff Hardy, maybe? Or...
Not yet.
What about MVP Taker? Have they done that yet?
No, they did MVP and Kane, which wasn't too bad. They had an Inferno match.
Taker, I think, is better, though.
Yeah. I would think that with Edge and Hardy, maybe later on as like a number one contender feud.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Who's
I think
US champ again?
Shelton.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah. I think Edge... I think Edge is going to be more like a Mike thing. Maybe him and Chavo will have a 1 or 2 month feud.
After he laid him out and stuff.
Yeah, I think Edge will probably take a step back after this.
Wouldn't it be weird if this whole thing was like Edge masterminding this whole plan of the breakup and
like
stuff?
Like all of La Familia come out and take out Taker. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, they won't do it, though.
No, probably not.
Let's be honest here.
Probably not. All right, so then where are we going for like the next couple months then? Survivor Series, next big one.
Yeah, but you got, what, Unforgiven, isn't that, yeah, that's in September, and then No Mercy's October.
Yeah.
And then you have Survivor Series. So you got...
Do we have a Cyber Sunday in there, too?
You know what? There might be, but that's usually just crap anyways.
Yeah. Survivor Series, then we'll have whatever until Rumble when we start our Mania buildup.
You know what's sad is Jericho's left off this.
Yeah.
He's been so good.
He's been better than Michaels. Michaels needs to just go away.
You could have a Jericho-Punk feud.
Which would be great.
For 2 months. You can finally have Punk lose the belt, I guess, at Survivor Series.
I'd be fine with him losing it to Jericho. I think he'll lose it to Orton, but...
If when he beats JBL, JBL will get his rematch at Unforgiven.
Probably.
JBL will probably win it back.
I don't think so.
Then he'll lose it.
I just don't see JBL getting another run.
I don't know.
So I don't.
Who's Triple H fight after this? Umaga? Has he fought him on Raw?
Not in a while. H and MVP could be good.
Yeah, but I don't see that.
I don't think they'll do it yet, though. H and Hardy, if they want to go ahead and move Hardy up now, because you know he's getting a run some point soon here.
Yeah.
I think you need H to take out Carlito. But I would do it as, like, a mini feud.
But Carlito hasn't even debuted.
No, but I think that's because he's been running his mouth. But I think H needs to kick Carlito's ass. Like, everyone wants to see that.
It'll happen. All right.
I would go for CM Punk Jericho feud.
So you're looking at CM Punk Jericho. Then we'll have the Orton Batista Cena triangle match, I guess.
Yeah, if that's where Orton comes in and tries to get back in there, sure. You know, Orton's not necessarily going back to Raw, though. Like, he should.
Yeah, they don't know.
But what if he came back and went after H? Because it was a match against H when he broke his collarbone. So you got the revenge storyline.
They'll save it. That'll be your Mania. Orton H.
Orton H?
Yeah.
Maybe.
For Mania.
It's Mania 25, though, so they got to do something big. Which is why I'm really surprised we can really see Batista.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting, though. I can't wait for SummerSlam. Always fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time for damn sure.
So
we got any other predictions?
All right, just to roll it down, we disagreed on MVP Hardy. You took MVP. I took Hardy.
Yes.
I took Mark Henry.
I took Matt Hardy.
What was the next match? We both took Punk.
We both took Punk.
We both took both champions remain. No title. Yep. I'm going with no title switches. No, I am going with the IC.
Yeah, the IC and the women's
title. We both agree on that.
Yep.
We both agree on the big matches. All the big matches we agree on.
Who do you think? Wait, you think Batista's going to win it if it's... If someone wins that match, you think Batista's one to win it?
Yeah, because Cena, he's lost before and it doesn't really do anything to him.
Yeah.
And Batista hasn't had it. I mean, he lost to Edge all those times, so.
Yep, I think Batista's got it, and
he needs the win bigger. But, all right, folks, that's it. Jump the Smarks. SummerSlam prediction preview show is over in the books. We'll be back with a regular episode on Wednesday.
Yeah, next week.
Usually we try to get them out by Wednesday or Thursday. As always, this is Sweet Matty Treats.
And this is Kevin Allianz.
And we're tag teaming the internet one podcast at a time.
Bye.
Laters.